Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to look at the two mitzvahs, asay, that apply to the korbanos, the kachim, on Shavuos, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Please make sure that those get passed out. And these are mitzvahs, 45 and 46. So first let's go through the mitzvahs here. Mitzvah 44 is the mitzvah of Minchas HaOmer. That's the mitzvah to bring the special korban on the 16th day of Nisan, which happens to be second day Pesach. So Minchas HaOmer. And that's Mitzvah 44, just to get the flow here. Mitzvah 45 is the Musaf of Shavuos. So Mitzvah 45, He Shetzivanu Lahakrif Korban Musaf Gamkein B'Yom HaChamishim B'Yom HaKorbas HaOmer. It's the commandment to offer the Korban Musaf, a supplementary additional Korban, also on the 50th day B'Yom HaKorbas HaOmer. What does he mean also? It's hard to know. I'm not sure. I think he means also, in addition to other things that were makiv on that 50th day, which he hasn't told us about yet. But that's why it's hard for me to understand that he means gamkein also on that. And I don't think he means a musaf also, like other days have a musaf, because most of the other days, at least some of the other days, he hasn't described yet. I'm not sure what the also is. But he should see the Lahakir Korban Musaf Gam Kain Yom Chamishim on the 50th day Meyom HaKorbas HaOmer. So on the 50th day from the day that we offered the Omer Mincha, which was the 16th of Nisan, from which we were ordered to count 50 days. So now on this 50th day, we're supposed to offer the Korban Musaf. So Hushisha Asav of Nisan, that day of HaKorbas HaOmer is the 16th of Nisan. Mizahu Musaf Atzeres and Iskar B'Midrash Sinai. This is the Musaf of Atzeres, of this day called Atzeres, which is a day of rest, or a day of in gathering, but it's a day of Atzeres, which is mentioned in B'Midbar Sinai, in the book of B'Midbar. B'hu Amar Yisala, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when he says, U'v'yom HaBikurim, in the day of Bikurim, when you're offering a new mincha to Hashem, new mincha, let's just say in one phrase now, a mincha that allows for the new grain to be used in menachos, so it's called mincha chadasha. So on the day of Bikurim, which is the day of Shavuos, when you're offering a mincha chadasha Hashem, so the hikrav to ma'olah l'rech mincha Hashem, on that day, when you're doing that, you should offer an olah. And that is the description of the Korban Musaf of Atzeres. So that's Mitzvah 45, to offer a Korban Musaf on the 50th day after the offering of the Omer, which comes out to be on Atzeres. It's Musaf of Atzeres.
The Gamkin is the same, we're back in Gimel, it's the same exact wording. Which is the Ivanov, meaning it's the Hemshef of the previous Korban Musaf. Al-Tamid, Kol Shiva Simea Pesach, Zer Musaf Chaga Atzeres. So here he says, Shivanu Lakhiv Korban Musaf Gamkein B'Yom Chamishim, B'Yom Akras, Omer Shishah Sobri Nisam, Zer Musaf Atzeres. It's the same, it's a parallel phraseology.
Why doesn't Mitzvah 43 get Gamkein since Mitzvah 42?
Because maybe this is the last of the series.
It's not. That's the thing. There's more Musafim described.
Right. Yeah.
That's why it says Mitzvah 42 says Lahakim Karban B'chol Rosh Chodesh Musaf Al Tam and Shelach Hoyo. So why wouldn't he come at 43 and say Gam King? So I'm not clear. Really not clear. And I looked in the Yad just to see if he has any similar whatever, but I wouldn't expect it to be there because the Yad is an entirely different purpose. It's not a conceptual presentation, so I don't know. I really don't know. It doesn't mean there is no answer. I don't have enough information. I appreciate the continued looking. All right, that's Mitzvah 45. Mitzvah 46. Mitzvah HaMem Vav Hi. Shetivanu lahavish tehalechem chametz mikdash, that he commanded us to bring the two loaves of bread or that are made of chametz to the mikdash im hakarbanos hamiyucharim, together with the specified specific karbanos shehem yavo b'glal halechem, which come as a result or accompanied by or caused by these two breads. V'yom atzeres hamugvol, on this defined atzeres ulahakriv hakarbanos, and to offer the karbanos kamosha b'hakasa b'sefer v'yikra, the way the pasuk comes in the book of Vayikra. V'yochlu akanim shtei alechem achar hanafasam, the akanim will eat those two loaves of bread after they're waving im kivsei ashlamim, which are waved together with the kivsei ashlamim, as the Torah describes, that there's a tzufa. V'hu amar yisalat yisbar shemo, and that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu means when he says in Emor, from your inhabitations, from your cities, shall you bring this lechem of waving two bread, shnei esronim, and then it goes and gives the whole formula. That's the description of the shtei alechem. It's already been explained in the fourth chapter of Tractate Menachos. Shezeha karban shabo b'glal halechem. This karban that comes. He doesn't mean this carbon, but this whole set of carbonos, this whole formulation of carbonos, shabab iglal alechem, that comes as a result of or accompanied by the two loaves, chalak memusaf hayom. It's separate from the musaf of the day. V'shezeh zulazeh, that one is separate from the other. One is independent of the other. So Gemara, he's referring to the fact that the Gemara there goes to prove that one is not ma'akev the other, meaning if you don't bring a musaf, that has nothing to do, or if something goes wrong with the musaf, that has nothing to do with the karbanos that are to be brought together with the shtei alechem, or vice versa. So the Gemara establishes that it's independent. We've already explained this very well. It means in his parish of Mishnayos, in Menachos. And I think he's specifically referring to his elaboration there on the Ein Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh, the whole idea that there's Zula Zeh, because there it's a relatively intricate Gemara, and the Rambam goes into it there. Okay, then he goes to Mishpatei Mitzvah Zu, Kulam, Kvaresparo, Berevi, Vachamishi, Ushmini, Lacharos, Mimarachos. All the halachas of this Shtei Alechem are explained in the various prakim that he's referencing here in Menachos. Okay. So now, just for comparison purposes,
can I just ask?
Yeah, please.
That Hashem commanded us to bring Shtei Alechem, these two Lechem Chametz, to the Mikdash, that come because of the Lechem, with the Korbanos that come because of it, is that what you're saying? Meaning, they commanded us to bring the Shtei Alechem and their associated Korbanos?
So the mitzvah really is to do the whole formula that the whole menu that goes together with Shtei Alechem.
The answer is hamugbal.
I believe he means as opposed to any atzeres, the specified atzeres, as opposed to, because there are other words of the word atzeres, as opposed to shmini atzeres, meaning as opposed to shmini atzeres, where it also says atzeres to yelachem. So this is atzeres hamugbal, which is defined atzeres.
And shmini shel pesach too.
Right. That's correct. Thank you. Right. Yeah. So the word atzeres hamugbal would mean, in other words,
the specified.
Right. Defined. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so those are the two mitzvahs. So for comparison purposes, it's worth looking at the other Kabbonos Musaf. For example, let's just go on to mitzvah number 47. So he says, Hishit Zivana Lahakir Karbon Musaf Yom Rishon Mitishrei. Mitzvah 47 is to offer the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. From Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. And then he quotes a Pazuk of Achad HaShashvi. Mitzvah 48. The Karbon Musaf on the 10th day of Tishrei. That's Yom Kippur's Musaf. Okay. Mitzvah 49. That's not relevant for us. That's the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He puts in right there. Interrupts his flow of the Musafim. Mitzvah 50. The Karbon Musaf of Sukkos. right? Which, by the way, is interesting because the Musafim of Sukkot are different every single day, but he counts it all as one, right? Because there's a mitzvah to offer a Musaf on Sukkot, and each day you do that mitzvah differently, interesting, and it doesn't count it as a different mitzvah for day one, different mitzvah for day two, even though the formulation of the Karbanos is different. Okay, fine. So he should do a Karban Musaf b'mechag ha-sukkos, and then he goes and quotes a pasuk. Okay. The Karban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, right? So, here, that also has an anomaly to it, but he just asserts that there's a Karban Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. The only time, and by the way, if you go back to Mitzvah 41, which is Shabbos, which is the introduction of the concept of Musaf on a special day, right? In 39, he tells you that there is a there's the Karban Tamid. Once you have a Tamid, then you have then anything on top of that is called a Musaf. So in 39, he tells you there's a Tamid. In 41, he introduces the first Musaf as a Shabbos, right? So let's look at the wording there. So he tells us to mitzvah to bring the Karban b'chol Shabbos Musaf, additional al Tamid shebechol yom, over and above the Tamid of every day. That's where the word Musaf comes from. And that's what's called Musaf Shabbos, right? And that's what it says in the pasuk of Yom HaShabbos. Okay. So, as I pointed out in the advanced email, so there's something here which is like, at best, minimally, I would say, annoying and distracting, but really probably very, very fruitful, which is the Rambam here insists on Mitzvah 45 and Mitzvah 46 on telling you the book in which the mitzvah appears, which frankly is kind of useless because now you have a big thick book you have to look at and you still can't find it, so he hasn't really helped you find the pasuk, but he never tells you the book. Matter of fact, as Josh was mentioning earlier in the day, the critics of the Rambam, at least the Ravid, I'm not sure how many other critics said this, but the Ravid certainly is known to criticize the Rambam for why he doesn't cite things. It was mostly really Gemaras that they were really upset about, because they were afraid that the Rambam was going to steer people away from learning Gemara. But certainly the Rambam is not known for citing, you know, sources. Okay, here he does, you know, because he's giving you a very broad outline of a mitzvah, and here, meaning in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he does this all the time, where you can find all the halachas. Interestingly, by the way, the Rambam points you to the Gemaras, not to his own yad. That's another story. That's because this is the introduction to his yad, you know. But he's clearly not trying to take you away from the Gemara. But at any rate, unusually, here the Rambam says, in Mitzvah 45, V'hu Musaf HaTzeres HaNizka B'Bamidbar Sinai. It's the one that's mentioned in Bamidbar. Then in Mitzvah 46, when he's talking about the Shtei Alechem, he says, that's the Kamosh Shabbat HaKasa B'Sefer Vayikra. The way the pasuk describes in Vayikra, in the book of Vayikra. So there's as far as I know, it's the only two times by the Karbanos that he actually references the book itself. And then if you go to Hilchos Tumidim and Musafim, you find the same thing. That's really unusual. So here's I didn't copy this. The chapter 8 of Hilchos Tumidim u'Musafim, Halacha 1. I'll read it and then we'll translate. The Yom Chamishim Misfiras HaOmer, Chag HaShavuos. Okay? So he tells you that Shavuos is 50 days from when you start counting. V'hu Yom Atzeres. And it is a day of Atzeres. V'hu Yom Zeh Makriv, which is interesting what he's saying there, but that's not our interest right now. Too much, we're talking about the Kabbanos. V'hu Yom Atzeres. Does he mean it is a day of Atzeres, as I translated, or does he mean that's the day called Atzeres in the Torah? Which, as you pointed out, it's not the only day called Atzeres. It's the day of Atzeres. It's a Yom Atzeres. That's a way to describe the day. It's a Yom Atzeres. Whatever you want. Whatever you want to say Atzeres means, but it's a day of Atzeres. V'hu Yom Zeh Makriv and Musaf, and on this day, we offer a Musaf, Kamo Musaf Rosh Chodesh, just like the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because it happens to be, we don't ever notice this till the Rambam points it out, this is the same formulation as the Rosh Chodesh one. Shnei Parim Ba'ayil, two Parim and a Ram, the Shiva Kvasim, and seven Kvasim, that's Rosh Chodesh. Kulam Olos, those are all Olos, meaning that they're all consumed on the Mizbeach, with Seir Chatas, and also with Seir as a Chatas, and Chatas is not consumed entirely, part of its eating. And these are the karbanos that are described or mentioned in Chumash HaPikudim, which is Bamidbar. That's the book, rather. Here the Rambam is calling it Chumash HaPikudim, because right, because it begins with the counting at the beginning, and it ends in Pinchas towards the end with another counting. So that's one of the names that Chazal used for Bamidbar. So here, interestingly enough, the Rambam changes the title from what he referenced in Sefer HaMitzvos. But these are the karbanos, what I'm describing, this musaf that you're supposed to offer, those are the karbanos that are mentioned in Bamidbar. Says the Rambam, still in Halacha Aleph, Ba'od mevim yasser ala musaf b'yom hazeh. And additionally, we bring besides, or in addition, over above the musaf of this day, mincha chadasha, a new mincha, shtei halacha, two loaves, umakribim imalechem, and we offer together with the bread, har, a cow, v'shnei elim, two rams, v'shiva kvasim, and seven goats, hakol olos, those are all olos that consume, v'seir chatos, right, a sin offering that's a seir, he goat, and shnei kvasim, zevach shlamim, and then two goats that are zevach shlamim, v'elu heina karbanos ha'amoros b'chumash v'yikra. And these are the karbanos that are mentioned in Vayikra. Shkayach, thank you very much. He's telling me now what book to find these karbanos in, right? So the same exact pattern, right? This is also very unusual. You go through all the other karbanos in the Rambam, in the Yad. He doesn't tell you where they're found. Nimsa hakara biyom zeh, yeser al shnei atmidim, then he goes and gives you the sum total of the whole formula. Comes out that on this day, you end up and over and above the daily tamid, which you're going to be offered shlosha parim, shlosha elim abas akvasim. These are olos, and then shnei seir chatos nachalim. Those two seirim that are chatos are eaten. Shnei kvasim shlamim is nachalim. Of course, shlamim is kachikalim. That's all eaten by the bialim. It's another story. But okay, fine. So he gives you the total. Then he goes on and gives you all kinds of dinim, where how to do the shtei alechem, which is the whole mesechus, half the mesechus melachos. Okay, so that's the Rambam. So clearly, there's something going on here with the sefer Bavudim and sefer Vayikra. It's interesting, by the way, he calls Vayikra Vayikra. He doesn't call it Teres Kohanim. Mm-hmm. And Pekudim, he calls it, that's interesting, the language of Chazal is Sefer Pekudim, the language of Chazal is Teres Kohanim, and Vayikra he uses, it's very interesting, and then in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he refers to both of them by the classic non-Chazal name, Bamidbar Sinai and Vayikra. I don't know what would cause him to do that. It's got to be a reason. All right, but certainly the larger issue is, why does he refer to it at all? So for this, I really think it's Kedai, fairly quickly, just looking at the clock, let's go through the Chumashim and just notice something, which is bolate when you take the time to notice it. We're looking first at Vayikra, we're looking at chapter 23, which ends up being, no, I'm sorry, not 20, is it 23?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Yeah, MR. It's a list of karbanos that we're all relatively familiar with. And these chumashim happen to be page 354, it's chapter 23, Pasuk Aleph. Okay, so just so we can get familiar with the whole flow of the thing, so the first paragraph here is the introduction, so to speak. Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, here come the Moedim which you shall declare as holy days. Here they are, and let's start with Shabbos. 6 days, work is done. Seventh day is a Shabbos of Shabboses, a holy proclaimed day. Don't do any malacha. It's a Shabbos. Okay. Next, here are the Moedim, which we won't get into the scientific definition of Moed. Here are the appointed times, the Kohen Kodesh, Asher Tikru Asamoed, which you shall declare. So the first one is Pesach in verse Hey, Pesach Hey, right? The first day of the 14th month, on the first month of the 14th day, in the afternoon is Pesach. That's when you do a carbon Pesach. And then on the 15th day of this month is going to be a Chag HaMatzos. 7 days, eat matzos. On the first day, it's a declared holy day, don't do any melacha. And he kravta to Mishael Hashem Shavas Yomim. You should offer fire offerings to Hashem. No details at all. Just fire offerings. What fire offering? What are you talking about? Just light a fire, throw some animals on? What do you do? So Rashi says in this Pasuk Ches, the Torah here is referring to that which is described in Parshas Pinchas later on in Bamidbar. Why is it mentioned? And Maharashi's asking a question more than just why is it mentioned. He's asking, so if it is that, so tell me what it is. And if you're not going to tell me what it is, then why bother altogether to mention it, right? So why is it mentioned at all? To tell you that the Musafim are not Ma'akiv one or the other. So we learn a halacha from here that like if you're Ma'akiv for one day, if you skip one day, it has nothing to do with the next day. Right, every day. So we have a din here that you're supposed to offer the Musafim each of the 7 days, and the Musafim are not Ma'akiv Zezah. Fine. So now we have a reason why it's mentioned here. But really, the Musafim are mentioned in Pinchas, and we're just referencing this here in order to tell you this new din that the Namak is as that. Okay, moving on. Bayom Hashvi'i Kodesh. Okay, the end of Pasuk Ches, so it should be a holy day on the seventh day. Two, don't do any melacha. Okay, next paragraph. God spoke to Moshe saying, speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, which I give you, and you're going to harvest, it's harvest, bring the Omer, Reishis Ketzicha Lokan. So bring the first of your harvest to the Kohen. And then he's going to wave it with your ratzon, okay, that means that it's going to come voluntarily, it's going to come, okay, right? The day after the Yom Tov, he's going to do this waving. And you should make a korban that day, together with the Minchas HaOmer. Keves Tamim Meshna Sola Ola Lashem. You should, so here's a very, what kind of korban? Not just a fire offering. Keves Tamim, an unblemished keves, a year old, as an Ola. And it's mincha that's going to go with that carbon. It's going to be two esronim solas, two esronim of fine flour, blue lava shemen, mixed with oil, yishav Hashem, rech nechach, and it's going to be niskayayin. You're going to do a quarter of a hin, pouring wine. V'lechem l'kol v'cham lo sochlu. You're not allowed to eat any of this grain till the middle of this day, till you bring this carbon. That's a law forever. Okay. Then the Torah says, count svira. Count from this day, from the day you bring the Omer, 7 full weeks, till the end of the 7th week, you shall count 50 days, and then the Ikravta Mincha Chadash Al Hashem, you shall be makriv a new mincha. What does it mean, Mincha Chadash, a new mincha? So Rashi should say something here. Yes, Rashi, he haMincha Harishana Shehu B'Menachadash. It's the first mincha that is brought from the new grain. No mincha till then, whether it was a donated mincha or any other obligatory mincha, would be brought that year from the new crop of grain. Meaning, even though you already offered the omer, and chadash is now mutter, you're allowed to eat a loaf of bread coming from the new grain. But the menachas, if you offered a mincha, the halacha was that only once you offered this mincha on Shavuos, would you be using the new grain for menachas. Yom Tomar, says Rashi, Harei Kreva Minchas Omer. What are you talking about? Minchas Omer? No, Eni Kishar Kol Menachas Sheyibah Minas Orim. That exception of the Minchas Omer, which is before the Mincha Chadashah, which allows for Menachas to use new grain, that Minchas Omer, which comes 50 days earlier, that doesn't even come from normal grain. It comes from barley. So therefore, it doesn't come from wheat. So that's an exception. So this is a Mincha Chadashah. Fine. So back to the pasuk. So the Torah says, so you should offer this mincha chadasha, and it says mimoshva seichem taviu, meaning from somewhere that you live in Eretz Yisrael and not outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means. So you bring lechem tznufa, these waved breads, two of them. Shnei esronim solas. Okay, bikurim l'Hashem. They are bikurim. They're the first offerings of minchas to Hashem. Okay, and here's the details of the carbon that goes with it. V'ikratim ala lechem shivas kvasim tamimim b'nei shana, 7 unblemished kvasim, a year old, par ben mekor achad, ve'elim shnayim, and a par, and 2 rams, yihu alo Hashem, these are olas, v'chasam v'nizkehem v'yishavach v'nashem. Okay, and they're menachas, and they're nesachim. Okay, also a seir for achatash, v'kvasim, lots of details here about what to do on these karbanas. They're going to go together with the shtei alachim. Okay, and how does the Kohen treat them? He waves them together with the bread. Okay, and then you proclaim a holy day then. Don't do it. Okay, fine. Okay, next, the Torah goes on and says, on Rosh Hashanah, you should have a Shavasan. Don't do any melacha. V'yikravtim yishal Hashem. Offer fire offerings. Any details? No. What are we talking about in Pasuk Chafei? So Rashi says, V'yikravtim yishal Hashem. Ha-musafim ha-amurim b'chumashav v'kudim. Those musafim, that's what Torah means. And I mean, the Torah can't tell you to have Rosh Hashanah without telling you to have a korban, I guess. I don't know. So therefore, as the Torah says, you should be marked of Isha, but the Torah is not telling you what it is. It said, there's going to be fire offerings then. You want to know? Says Rashi, go to Bamidbar. Okay. Next, Yom Kippur. Okay, there also at the end of Chav Zayin, it says, V'yikravtim Isha Hashem. Here, Rashi doesn't say anything. What Isha? Doesn't say. So we already know. Go to Bamidbar, because that's just, we already know that. Okay. And then, fine, it gives all the details of Yom Kippur. Then, Pasuk 33, Lamed Gimel. Here's going to come Sukkos. It's okay, I'm going very fast. Pasuk Lamed Vav, 7 days, Takrivu Yishal Hashem. Here's an Isha. So what does Rashi say over here? Maybe he doesn't say it here. Okay, there's no Rashi here, fine. So here also, you do a fire offering. What's it going to be? Obviously, you're going to look over there in Pinchas, in Bamidbar. Okay. And on the eighth day, you're going to have also Isha Hashem. Okay. But no details. My point is that there's some things that are tremendous detail over here, and there are other things that are no detail at all. Just a reference. And, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, clearly, there's something going on here. So what is going on? What gets mentioned in Vayikra? Right? What gets mentioned in Vayikra? And what gets mentioned in Pinchas? Let's look at Pinchas very quickly. Yeah. It's kedai to do this anyway because... we have a tendency to get glazed over when Karbanos are mentioned. They all sound the same, and whatever. And I'm not going to do it anyway. So we don't notice a lot of nuances. So it's Chamishi. It's page 465 in these Chumashim. It's chapter 28, first passage. Okay. So this is the Tamid. Okay. Then on verse 9, it's on Shabbos. You have two Kavasim that are a year old. And you're going to also have the mincha together with it. Okay, fine. That's going to be what we call the musaf. The Torah doesn't use the word musaf. The Rambam says it's musaf al ha tmidim, right? It's added on to the tmidim. So that's where we get the word musaf. Then, Rosh Chodesh, you should offer an ola. And what's the ola going to be? Chayim b'nei v'akashnayim. Two cows. A ram. Seven klasim. And you're going to have the meal offerings together with it, the mincha, okay, and the wine, whatever, okay. That's Rosh Chodesh. And then you have Pesach. So on the 14th day, it's going to be Pesach. On the 15th day, you're going to eat matzah. You're not going to do any work. And you're going to offer a karban, an isha, in verse 19. Good test. What is it going to be here? Great detail. Okay, that's the musaf of Pesach. Okay, what are you going to do? When are you going to do this musaf on Pesach? So the pasuk says in verse 24, Ka'ela tasur la'yam shabbat sayem. Do like this every single day for 7 days, right? On top of the olas tamid, you're going to do the same karban musaf on Pesach every single day for 7 days. Okay. Then verse 26, V'yom bikurim, on this day of bikurim. Why is it called that? Because it's the first, as Rashi said, Rashi says here, because it's the kurek tir chitim, it's the beginning of the harvest season, and also the shtei halachem, which are the first, the bikurim of the menachas, because they're the first wheat menachas that come from the new grain, so therefore it's called yom bikurim. So on this day, when you're offering this new mincha that we described in Vayikra, so you should have a holy day that day. And what you should do is do an ola. And this is the musaf of Shavuos. This is what Chumash HaPikudim or Chumash Bamidbar Sinai that the Rambam is referencing. Okay, so here's the mincha of, the musaf of Shavuos. Okay, so we see clearly that in Vayikra we're talking about any karbanos that aren't a musaf, and in Bamidbar we're talking about any karbanos that are a musaf, and we're not talking about any karbanos that are not a musaf, right? Except for the Tamid, which is established right there. But the point is that when we're talking about the Yamim Tovim, there's a clear bifurcation of the Karbanos Musaf and the other Karbanos that are given that are not Musafim. What are those Karbanos? the Minchas HaOmer with its special karbanos and the Shtei HaLechem with its special karbanos. Now we have, these happen to be the two mitzvahs we're looking at, and here the Rambam says these are the ones that are described over there. Why is the Rambam purposely pointing out that they're described there? Rambam's not trying to be a Chumash teacher. He's not trying to help us understand that Vayikra is organized very well, only giving details of non-Musaf karbanos, and Midbar is organized very well, giving all the details of the, I mean, it's a very interesting, fascinating information, and it makes sense, and it helps us understand it, and we see the great mind of the Creator, but why is the Rambam find it necessary to do that? So I suspect strongly, on a very simple level, that the Rambam is doing that because he wants to, since the Rambam over here, his job is, we hired him to count the mitzvahs, so he's telling me, okay, you're going to ask me a question. Why don't I just throw together all the karbanos of Shavuos and count it as a mitzvah? He should see Vanu to offer a whole menu of karbanos on Shavuos. So I said to the Rambam, I'm telling you that the karbanos of the Shtei HaLechem, they're organized by the Torah differently. You notice that the Torah teaches you about the Shtei HaLechem in Vayikra. And you notice that the Torah teaches you about the Musafim in Bamidbar, which means that they're two different issues. They're totally different issues, and therefore, I have to count them as separate mitzvahs, even though they're offered on the same day, because they're different. The Torah itself, one is Chumash Vayikra, one is Chumash Bamidbar. Now, why would that be that they are taka treated separately? So I came at a svara, almost by accident. I was looking for material on this mitzvah, and I come across in this Pomeranchik Sefer. It's a classic Sefer, even though it's modern. In the Bracha, he has very geshmaka stuff. So he doesn't talk about this, but I stumbled into something which I really think we're right. This is it. I think we're right on. I think that this question actually proves the point and bears it out even more powerfully.
The question is why in Sefer Vayikra.
Why is Vayikra
dedicated to
the details of the karbanos
that are not musafim?
They're not musafim, and there's a reference to musafim, but clearly, almost like it's there, but you know, I'm not getting into it now. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it went right, and I mean, we see it. Vayikra and Isha, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Right? It's like leave me alone. Right?
So the Isha. And Vayikra is referred to
Musafim, as Rashi says. These are the Musafim and Rashi. Yeah. So where is this? Okay, yeah. So, I have it on the other side of your sheet. Yeah.
Is the Korban Pesach included among those non-Musaf Korbanos that are mentioned in Vayikra?
Yes.
Category is the Shmos.
Yes, it's actually mentioned in Shmos. The Korban Pesach, interestingly enough, is all detailed in Shmos. Yeah, but not in Bamidbar. Yeah. Yeah, it just says.
Would it fall into that same category?
Pesach Hashem on the 14th. But Midbar says on the 14th day there's a Pesach. Doesn't say anything else. Yeah. So, what are you asking? Is it going to fall into the category?
Into that category with the Shtei Lechem and the Minchas Omer?
Well, it would fall into the non cat. It would fall out of the category of the Musafim.
Which would be that.
But then there could be overriding reasons that would then steer it into another place. In this case, the overriding reason would be the whole context of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, which has really, and also it's a defining bris, and the whole thing, it's a Korban Pesach, it's so exceptional that it gets its own, you know, as an Am Yisrael form. I'm just making all this up, but I'm just saying that kind of thing, that somewhere in that area. So let's go through this together. First, I'm going to say it outside very quickly for those who maybe, this is a brand new concept. We know that on Pesach, we say full hallel, the whole Yom Tov. We know that on Sukkot we don't say a full hallelujah. We know that on Sukkot we say a full hallelujah Yom Tov, and on Pesach we don't say a full hallelujah Yom Tov. And that's what the Gemara in Erechin and elsewhere discusses. And there's also one other nuance that's not mentioned here, but it's kedai to mention. We know that on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, when a person says the Haftarah and he makes the brachas, so we say, we thank Hashem for the Torah and for Shabbos or for Yom Tov, whatever it is. If it's Shabbos Chol Hamoed, which means it's the middle of Pesach, and it's just Shabbos and Chol Hamoed, it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's Shabbos and Chol Hamoed, so on Pesach, the person says, Va'al Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. He just says Shabbos. On Sukkot, when he is on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, he says, Va'al Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. Right? Hmm. So, the Hadmaftir on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, Pesach doesn't mention Pesach, and the Maftir on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkot does mention sukkahs, right? So that in the rabbis know to lay in ambush waiting for the person who got mm-hmm. lapture 6 months ago to get confused, or the gabbai to miss it, or whatever it is, because it's a big, mm-hmm. big difference. What's the difference? So the Gemara, basically, the bottom line is, the difference is that, as we pointed out, that the Musaf of Pesach is standard all Pesach. Therefore, somehow, it does not dictate a special dimension of Yom Tov for each day. It's the same old Musaf all Pesach, all 7 days. It's this standard Pesach Musaf. And on Sukkot, the Musaf changes every day. It actually goes down. Starts from day 1 with 14 Kvasim, or whatever it is, it goes down to 13, 12, 10, 11, till 7. Then, of course, in Shmini Atzeres, we only have Parachad. Fine. So, since it changes every day, says the Gemara, that indicates that each day of Sukkot is a different Yom, a different Chag, a different aspect of a Chag. Now, parenthetically, you might say to me, but it's going down, right? So that's not a problem, because we know that going down is actually very precious, because the day Shmini Atzeres is one, right? So therefore, the reduced numbers doesn't signify reduced significance. As we get holier, we're actually going down. So that's an akasha. But the point is, it's different. And therefore, every day there's a different aspect. There's a different dimension of Yom Tov that wasn't there before. Today's a different day than yesterday. Haraya, I'm giving a different carbon today. I'm Oved Hashem in a different way. Whatever it is, whatever it means, but not the same way as yesterday. So it's a different experience, expression, awareness, relationship, I don't know how to say it exactly, but it's something different that the Torah clearly calls for. Therefore, says the Gemara, you say a full Hallel on Sukkot every day, because every day is a new experience of Sukkot that you didn't have before. You don't say a full Hallel on Pesach every day, because every day of Pesach is not new in terms of its aspect or dimension or expression. It's the same Karpa Musa that we gave the day before. And then we have the whole thing of Maisa Yadav Tovim Layam. Okay, well, that's another thing. Okay, now let's go through it over here. So Medrash Tadshit Perek Vav. First of all, what's Medrash Tadshit? Medrash Tadshit is a very obscure Medrash. The reason it's called Medrash Tadshit, it's so small that it could be defined by the first Medrash that it offers. And the first Medrash that Tadshit offers is on Tadshit HaAretz Desha. Mm-hmm. In Breishis, it's called Medrash Tadshit. It's suspected to be authored by Pinchas Ben Yair, who happens to be the author of the famous formulation from which the Nesilas Yesharim takes his whole step-by-step from where we are to Ruach HaKadosh. Huh?
A Tana.
Oh, yeah. Well, Midrashim have to be a Tana. Yeah. So, Medrash Tadshit Perek Vav. Let's just go through this together, and I took off two lines, which were the next page. It wasn't worth wasting the paper. Zayin Moados Heim Shabbos Chag Hamatzos Chag HaOmer Chag HaShavuos Chag HaShavuos Chag Yom Kippur Chag Sukkot. Amazing! The Medrash Tadshit says there's seven Moados, seven Yom Tovim. Shabbos, seven special times. Shabbos, Matzos, Chag HaOmer, right? Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShofers, Rosh Hashanah, Chag Yom Kippur, B'Chag HaSukkos. And it doesn't seem to bother with Shmini Atzeres. Okay. So the one that gets your attention is Chag HaOmer. This happens to be that the person who wrote the Sefer, even though he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, the fact that he knows this Medrash doesn't mean anything, because Medrash Tadshit is famous for this particular assertion that there's a Chag HaOmer. Okay, so you don't have to be him to know this.
The second day of Pesach.
Right, second day of Pesach. Okay, so now he says Hadachash of Chag HaMatzah Chag HaOmer b'shnayim, that which it considers Pesach and Chag HaOmer as two separate Yom Tovs. Nira Hatam, it seems to me Mishum Deva'osa Yom Hayom Akrivim Karban Nosaf Amos VeHachag, because on that second day of Pesach, 16th of Nisan, they would give an additional Karban besides the Musaf of Pesach. Because there was a keves that was offered as an ola that came together with the omer offering. Since this day of giving the omer on the 16th is different in its karbanos menu from any of the other days of Pesach, because of this, it's considered a separate yom tov, has a different karban. And he points to proof to this concept from the Gemara in Erechim, which I told you about, which explains that the Hallel on Sukkot, like we have Ke'enza be'erechim daf yod, Ma'ishna b'chag damina koyoma Hallel. Why is it that on Sukkot we say the whole, all day, every day we say the whole Hallel? Ma'ishna b'pesach devo mina koyoma, and why on Pesach don't we say every day the full Hallel? Umeshani, the Gemara there answers, the Chag Chalukim come in the same. the karbanos of Sukkot are separate each day in their karbanos because the musaf changes. The Pesach and Chalukim become the same, but the karbanos, the musaf and the Pesach aren't different each day with their karbanos. Hare says this author, the Emek Bracha, the chila karbanos mashve lelachag b'fnei atzmo. The different formula of karbanos makes the day a new yomtiv in and of itself. Lomar alav halav b'fnei atzmo. It's enough to have that changed karbanos make it a new yomtiv to say halav. Ukemo kein le'inyan yom hakrovas ha'omer. So too, regarding this 16th of Nisan, when you're offering the Omer, it will be considered for this reason, l'chag b'fnei atzmo, to a festival all by itself. And therefore, the Medrash Tacha says that there's seven Moadim, including Chag HaOmer, because the carbon is different, therefore it's called a Chag. Now, what you don't have on your Zirach is the two-line Kasha. And he goes, he says, according to this, a Talmid Chacham asked me a Kasha. Why don't we say full Hallel
right
on the second day of Pesach? Right,
and frankly, you say if you're saying that you say hollow there because it's the Yom Tov, you also do that on day 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, right.
The inverse question that.
Our minhag, let's forget about it. Chutzar, it's day 2 is like day 1. Right.
If we're saying this is a Yom Tov in its own right, then we should say hollow shalom.
Right.
And if we're not saying hollow shalom, then this is no different than the other. Well, there are other days of Pesach for that matter.
Right, and indeed, truth is we don't treat it any differently. All six final 6 days, we don't say full Hallel. And he's saying, but at least the second day of Pesach should get a full Hallel because it has a different carbon, just like each day of Sukkot gets a full Hallel because it has a different carbon. Right, that's his kasha. So he goes into some teretz, which requires an understanding of a machlokes, Rav Shlokesh and Rav, about kmitza shelo lishma, and so on and so forth. Frankly, I mean, ani hakatan, I hear what he's saying, I don't appreciate it too much, but I'm not holding in the sugya, so I cannot critique it well. But when I saw this kasha, I was jumped out of my seat. I wasn't looking for this, I was looking for something on this, but I was looking for this issue of Sefer HaBikudim and Sefer HaYikra, just a differentiation. The kasha is not a kasha. Listen to this. Why do we say on Sukkot that we say a full hallel for every single day? Because we have a different musaf, chalut b'kavan hazayim, it's different in its karbonas, right? What is different on Sukkot in its karbonas? The musaf of what? Of Sukkot, which means we have a yomtov which expresses itself in a different way every day. So we say hallel for the yomtov. Why are we saying hallel? For the karbon? No, we're saying hallel for the yomtov. How do we know that it's a fresh yomtov? Because it has a different karbon, right? Comes Chag HaOmer, according to Medrash Tacha, this yomtov of the Omer. Why is it called Chag HaOmer? Because it has a new karbon. So the kasha is, let's say full hallel. We're not saying hallel for the karbon. We're saying hallel because of the yomtov. And the new karbon is not caused by the Yom Tov. Here's the thing. The new karbon on the 16th day of Nisan isn't caused because Pesach makes you bring a karbon called Minchas HaOmer. It's caused because it's the 16th of the Nisan. Or, right, the day, whatever it is. It's not celebrate Pesach on the second day by bringing this karbon. So therefore, the whole question doesn't start. The only reason that you say a full Hallel because of a different karbon is because you're celebrating Sukkot. And Sukkot causes a different karbon every single day. So I just want to bring this out more. What I'm saying is like this, and now going back to the Rambam. The Rambam's trying to say in Mitzvah 45, Mitzvah 46, Rambam's saying that...
Explain again.
Yeah.
Why don't say
a hallel for that second day of Pesach?
Yeah.
Because when you're saying hallel as a result of the celebration of a Yom Tov. And on Pesach, the Gemara asserted, we don't have a different aspect of the Yom Tov because it's the same carbon every day. So therefore, there's no new celebration. Comes along this Talmid Chacham and asks this Emek Bracha, but we have a medrash that says that the second day gets the day Chag HaOmer because of a different carbon that day. So if it's a different carbon, it's Chalak becoming the same. The second day of Pesach should get his own full Hallel. So I'm saying he's making a mistake, Chas V'Shalom. He's misunderstanding the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Yom Tov of Sukkot is experienced newly each day because the carbon of Sukkot changes every day. So the Yom Tov of Sukkot therefore requires a new challah, because this kind of Yom Tov I haven't celebrated yesterday. And then the next day, this kind of Yom Tov I haven't said. How do I know I haven't? Because the carbon changed. But on Pesach, when I get to the second day, I don't say I haven't celebrated this kind of Pesach. The raya is that the carbon changed. On the second day of Pesach, I'm celebrating the same Yom Tov, because the carbon musaf is the same. I have a brand new carbon called Minchas Omer. That's not motivated from Pesach. That's because the Torah said the day after, on the 16th day of Nisan, bring a Minchas Omer. There's nothing to do with Pesach. So therefore, the fact that there's a new carbon while I'm celebrating Pesach doesn't make me say a Hallel on Pesach because I have a new aspect of Pesach. This is Minchas Omer. Again, it gets a title of a chag because it's a special carbon. But it's not Pesach that is experienced newly. It's not Pesach that's celebrated newly. It happens to overlap on Pesach. But it's not an expression of Pesach. Right? That's what I'm saying. On Sukkot, each carbon, each day is a new expression of the chag of Sukkot. Mm-hmm. But here, it's the same Pesach, as proven by the same carbon Pesach, same carbon Musaf for Pesach. It's a different carbon that's offered that is not offered any other day, because it's not a Pesach carbon. It's a Minchas Omer that happens to overlap.
Why aren't?
That's correct. Exactly. Exactly. All the dimensions of Yom Tov are not there other than there's a special carbon.
It's almost like it's coincidental.
Right, and that's why we go back and we look in Vayikra again, we have a whole parsha with Ne'atzma. It doesn't say when you're celebrating Pesach, do the first day a carbon, and on the second day do a Minchas Omer, and on the seventh day do a special carbon. It says when you're celebrating Pesach, do day one a carbon. And you should also do fire offerings, which I'll tell you about later in Bakuri, in Bamidbar. And on the seventh day, have a special Isra Malacha, whatever it is. Then a Hefzer Parsha, and then you have a brand new Parsha called, and on the day after the Yom Tov, you should be counting 50 days. I mean, on the day that you bring that Omer, I want you to bring a special Mincha. It doesn't tell you anything about Pesach. It's a whole brand new thing, right? So I understand why the Medrash would call it a chag, because it's in the paragraph where Hashem said, Eile Mo'adei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. These are the Yom Tovs. So I understand why you would say, Chag HaOmer. I understand. Medrash Tadrash said, Chag HaOmer, a special carbon. I understand that. But it's not a special carbon as expressing Pesach. It's just an independent carbon that comes out on Pesach. But it's not an expression of Pesach. Right? So therefore, you wouldn't say another Hallel.
Yeah, but other
proofs?
That are
overlapped. The Shtei Halechem. So I want to suggest that the Shtei Halechem is the same thing. Look what the Rambam says. On this day, The Yom Chamisha Mesiras HaOmer, says the Rambam, right? On the 50th day of counting of the Omer, it's called Shavuos. And on that day, we do a Musaf, right? Period. Va'od Mevi'im Yetzer Al HaMusaf B'Yom HaZem Mincha Chadash Shtei Alechem Mekel Alechem, right? So the Rambam is telling you, I'm giving you the halachas of this day. It is going to be on the 50th day. You do have a Yom Tov. It's called Atzeres. And you can do a Musaf. But also, because this is the 50th day from the time you brought the Omer. This is just like the other bracket of the Omer thing. It's a totally, it's not caused by the Tzeres. That's why he says, it's Yom HaTzeres. Yom Zemek, even Musaf. Because, of course, when you have a Yom Tov, the Musaf is driven by the Yom Tov. Va'od mavi'in yeser al this. What do you mean? Why is it saying that language? Od mavi'in yeser al musaf. What he's saying is, it's not that the Yom Zeh, we bring it because of the Yom Tov itself. It's that it happens to be that we have an obligation on that day to bring this thing, but it's not driven by the Yom Tov. You notice in Pinchas, when the Torah introduces it, it could go either way, I'm like that, but the Torah says, Uv'yom abikurim, when you are already offering a new mincha, which is the other end of the mincha sa'amah that you started on the 16th, right? This is what I want you to do for your musaf. So the Torah itself isn't even bundling it as what you're going to do on that day. you already are going to be offering that, as I described to you back there in Vayikra. Now I'm telling you, on this day, I want you to do a musaf. That's caused by this day. But it's like the Torah is almost saying, on this day, when you're already doing, but it doesn't even say you shall do it. It doesn't even say, uviyom bikarim, you should offer your mincha chadasha and also a musaf. It says, uviyom bikarim, behakrivchem, when you're already doing it, now I want you to do a musaf. So what's causing the musaf? Yom bikarim. What are you doing that day? Happen to be doing something else. Why are you doing something else? Because I gave you a thing called 50 days, starting with Minchas Omer and ending with Shtei Halechem. But the Shtei Halechem isn't caused by Shavuos itself. It happens to come out on Shavuos, and I'm sure because Baruch Hu wants it to come out on Shavuos, but it's not an expression of the Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, it even appears in Vayikra in a separate paragraph, not even with any Melechas, Kol Melecha, or anything like that. So I'm just saying that the Rambam, all this is tipped off by the fact that the Rambam insists on telling you the book it appears in. And that's because once you get what the books are doing, you immediately realize that what Midbar is doing karbonos that are driven by the Yom Tov, right? And Vayikra is not giving you the karbonos that are driven by the Yom Tov. It's giving you karbonos that are driven by something else called whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do a Minchas HaOmer, for whatever reason he does, whatever. But it's not driven by the Yom Tov. It's not an expression of the Yom Tov. It's not a celebration. It's not an avoda of the Yom Tov. Right? That's all. So we have, what we have here, therefore, is the Rambam, again, winking at us by giving us these two footnotes of Vayikra and Bamidbar, thereby telling us a different, that to relate to the to them a different mitzvahs. That's why he doesn't bundle Shtei Alechem together with the Musafim of Shmini Atzeres, of Shavuos, because that. And meanwhile, I think we have a terrace to this Talmud Chacham's Kasha, which is that the reason we don't have a special full Hallel on second day Pesach, because there's nothing to do with Pesach. It's not caused by Pesach. It's not a new experience of Pesach. It's another karbon that we're giving that day, and we call it a Chag HaOmer in the Medrash there, because that day is special because of a karbon. But that karban is not driven or caused or an expression of the second day of Pesach. It's an expression of the 16th of Nisan. That's all. So that's where we are. Questions, comments?
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.